Good morning. Greetings of love. Maybe we could all stand and rise and we can have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with thankful hearts. Lord, we come expecting you to speak. And Father, we pray that you could use a weak vessel to do this. Father, we pray that the words that are spoken throughout this day would please you. Be with us, Father. We pray, Lord, that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. I, too, also want to say what a blessing this week was. I thoroughly enjoyed spending time with you brothers, serving with you. It was a blessing. Seems like over the past couple men's meetings, I wasn't able to make it the whole time. And I was very thankful that I was able to this time. Brother Paul Hirschberger came up and he thanked me. I think I was just serving him coffee and he said, thank you. And I had to thank him for his hard work that he had. And I said, brother, I'd much rather be serving you coffee than standing up in front of everybody. And that still holds true today. I tremble up here knowing that what I say, I'm going to be held accountable for. Where this morning I'd like to talk about heaven. Back the end of 2023, Brother Andy had a talk on hell. And it was a very powerful message. I was very thankful for it. That was something that's been on my heart for a while. But heaven, it made me think what goes on in heaven now. We learned about hell. So maybe I can have just a little teaching here or whatever on heaven. So when I was in eighth grade Sunday school, we had a Sunday school teacher stand up. And he had a lesson on heaven. And he said that he thought that heaven was kind of a place where we just get to have fun. Where, yes, we do, there's times of worship and stuff, but it's a time when we can go, we can hunt, we can fish, we can have this fun times. We can go boating and skiing. It would be lots and lots of feasts. It was just a time of fun. And by God's grace, I did talk to him while I was kind of thinking about this, and I'm very thankful that's not what he thinks anymore. I'm very thankful for that. So I do want to give that disclosure as well. But that was just something that, as a young man, I just remembered. And so, young men, young women, I hope that what I say here can just stick in your mind that's not heaven. And so I have lots of scripture that I'd like to read, mostly in Revelations. And I kind of like to focus on what happens in heaven. Because I think that this thinking can be prevalent in today's Christianity. In the evangelical movement, that these people, they can call themselves Christians, But all they're doing is having fun. There's no worship here on earth. And if we cannot worship here on earth, how can we worship God for eternity? And so then about 10 years ago, I walked up to the Sunday school teacher that had this lesson. And he was talking to another man that claimed that he had died and went to heaven. And I'm not saying that this man did. By the way that his life is today, I would seriously doubt it, that he actually experienced heaven. But the Sunday school teacher said, so do we just get to like have all this fun up in heaven? And this man who claimed that he died just looked at him with just like disgust on his face and said, that's not what goes on. You are on your face worshiping God. And so that's what I'd like to talk about. Let's go to Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 4. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And now I'd like to turn to Revelation chapter 4. And we're going to read all of chapter 4 and all of chapter 5. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will shew thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was put in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, there were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. And if I did my math right, I think that's 100 million, the 10,000 times 10,000. Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Nowhere did I read that we get to do the pleasures of this world in these chapters. I read that we are on our face worshiping God. And again, I ask, if we cannot be worshiping God here on this earth, and I have a lot of growth here, I do. I need to be on my face more. But if we cannot be on our face here on this earth, how can we be on our face for eternity, worshiping our God? We also read in chapter 5 that there will be singing. And I believe Brother John D. talked about that on Wednesday night. We will be singing. And I am not a song leader by any means, but I do enjoy singing. I enjoy music. And I hope that I can be part of that one or that 10,000 times 10,000, which is 100 million. I hope that I can be part of that 100 million that can be standing around singing to the Lord. I believe that, it doesn't necessarily say this, but I think that we could also have conversations with the saints that have gone before. I look forward, and maybe this is just because we can't actually comprehend, but I feel like that if we see David walking down the street, or Daniel, or Moses, or Abraham, or whatever, that we could talk to them, that we could have a godly conversation. We're not going to be talking about the weather or the politics or sports. We're going to be talking about God in a worshipful way. I feel like we should be excited about heaven. That we as Christians, followers of Christ, can look forward to the pure joy that is in heaven. There's pure joy. We should be excited. Well, actually, the angels, we're going to go back to the joy, that the angels rejoice in heaven. They rejoice over just one soul that repents. I feel like we should be excited to experience the communion with Christ. As if we do go around, and if we have communion like what we have here on earth, that Christ can be the one that feeds it to us, that passes that cup, that washes our feet, that we can be excited for that. that we can be excited that there will be no more fear or pain or stress or cancer or broken hearts or broken relationships or poverty, and that list can just keep going on and on and on. I think that we should be excited that there will be no sin in heaven. It'll be pure and holy. And while thinking of this, I just kind of had a thought, and I'll ask it up here. It's just a thought. But we read of the judgment throne and God saying to the sinner, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." Will the angels round about be rejoicing at that? Because there's no sin in heaven? That God gave a righteous judgment? I don't know. Because we read that there is no weeping, there's no tears. Maybe we will be weeping for the lost souls up there. That was just a thought. We should be excited that heaven is a holy place. As we can read and that we can sing in Psalm 77 in our folder, heaven is a holy place. We should be excited that heaven is pure. We should be excited to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for all eternity, because he is worthy of our praise. I'd like to turn yet to Revelation 22, the final chapter in our Bible. And he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, "These sayings are faithful and true." And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to shew unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. This next verse, I want the unconverted to listen to, please. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which shewed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the saying of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.